The authors of the Common European Framework, or CFR, stated they had two main aims when they wrote it. The first was to encourage reflection by users over the way their current practice meets real-world language needs of their learners, and the second was to provide a set of defined common reference levels, A1 to C2, as points of reference to facilitate communication and comparisons. The authors go on to state the relevance of the Common European Framework to language education is firstly that the descriptive scheme offers a starting point to review curriculum content, and secondly that the common reference levels provide a framework for putting curriculum objectives, entry testing, syllabus definition, materials organisation, progress testing and certification of proficiency into one coherent local system that is appropriate to the context, related to the real world and easily communicated both internally and externally. However, the Common European Framework has been subject to misuse, levels are not always fully understood and few users of the Common European Framework have read it all. Many haven't read the sections which focus on the competences a learner needs. These are pragmatic, linguistic, sociolinguistic, strategic and intercultural. Not all publishers and perhaps even exam boards explain how they mapped existing products to the levels of the Common European Framework. It's sometimes as though we could have a feeling that it's a label which has been put on everything, but which perhaps not everybody understands as well as they could.